yo, dog, you got backups for your backups? Ain't no lie, baby, bye, bye, bye. And your Snorlax has evolved into ransomware, chew. These stories and much more on today's episode of MSP Dispatch.
This episode is presented by Tech Tailgate 2022. MSB Media Network is proud to premiere Tech Tailgate at IT Nation Connect 2022. Come tailgate with your favorite vendors and pros in the MSB channel all throughout the week. Learn game-winning strategies, pick up exclusive swag through special giveaways, and build up your roster for another W at the Super Bowl of IT events. Look out for our locker room interviews from all the major players leading up to the week of the big game. To learn more, visit techtailgate2022.com.
Good morning and welcome to the November 1st episode of MSP Dispatch, your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel. I'm Ray Rossini, joined as always by my co-host, Mr. Tony Francisco. How you doing, Tony?
Excellent. Excellent. I'm in the yellow. Everything is going good. How are you doing? I can't believe it's already the first. It doesn't make any sense to me. Time is flying.
It doesn't make sense to me either. I mean, I know I missed you last week. I was a seven-figure. You were in Nashville with CompTIA. We're going to see each other next week at IT Nation. Looking forward to that. It's yes. Awesome. So I'm very proud to say that the seven-figure event was over. We had a Halloween costume contest, and we went out and we did a Lord of the Rings thing, right? The whole group went out. And I was Gandalf, who got confused for Dumbledore, who got confused for Hagrid. It was an emotional event. But we took TikToks of the thing. We walked away with best costume, most original and best costume overall. But Tony, did you know MMN also has a TikTok?
Get out of here.
Yeah, we do. We have TikToks where we're taking like parts of the stories from these episodes, other behind the scenes stuff, content that will only be on TikTok. So look in the show notes there for On Fleek Eyebrows, Tony dancing, and maybe some news. But for now, what do you say we get into it?
Let's get into the news. And in our first story from bleepingcomputer.com from Sergio Gatlan, love this author, ConnectWise fixes RCE bug exposing thousands of servers to attacks. ConnectWise has released security updates to address critical vulnerabilities in the ConnectWise Recover and R1Soft Server Backup Manager, SBM, secure backup solutions. The security flaw is due to an injection weakness described by the company in advisory issued today as, quote, improper neutralization of special elements in output used by downstream components. Affected software versions include ConnectWise Recover or earlier R1Soft SBM v6.16.3 or earlier. According to a Shodan scan, more than 4,800 internet-exposed R1Soft servers are likely to be exposed to attacks if they haven't been patched since the ConnectWise has released patches for this RCE bug. Ray, there's a lot to talk about here. You and I have so much input. I don't even know if you and I could cover everything. How could we possibly cover everything between the two of us?
So I'm going to do what I always do, which is I'm going to get someone far smarter to talk. So I look good I look good because I'm around him. Let's bring on John Hammond, senior security researcher for Huntress. How are you doing, John?
Yes.
Hey, everyone. Super good to be here with you. Thanks so much for letting me crash the party.
No, thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate it. And obviously, you're going to be part of the Hackett event coming soon, which we're very excited about. And remember, we're still giving away five of those day zero passes for training. So we'll put the links in the show notes. But John, you and Caleb did a lot of research on this. You even released a video we'll put in the show notes as well. I think Kyle Hanselman's comment was, you made it super easy to follow through, which I appreciate because not all of your videos are easy for me, but this one actually was understandable to a layperson. But to our audience, can you explain what's going on? What is this? What's the impact?
Yeah, thank you so much. So some time ago, we ended up catching wind of a tweet, just something, hey, posted out on the Twitterverse. An individual, a researcher, had shared, hey, some screenshots of how an individual or a threat actor or any adversary might be able to bypass authentication in this R1 server, R1 soft server backup manager software, the ConnectWise recover and that, hey, on-premise software with R1 soft. It was interesting because this authentication bypass was just that. It was an authentication bypass. But we were a little curious, hey, could that be pushed even further? Could we expand that exploit to do a little bit more damage? Because on a backup manager solution, that could honestly be, hey, a crown jewel for some threat actors. That could be a pretty juicy find. It's probably running with elevated privileges. It likely has a whole lot of devices, computers, and machines connected to it to manage backups. So we wondered what more could be done here. And we spent a little bit of time digging into it. And eventually we got ourselves an expanded proof of concept to offer and allow remote code execution. So the server could be compromised. And then we pushed the envelope even further to denote, oh, all those connected agents, all those computers and hosts that are working and managed through this software, we can run code on all of them just as well. Ouch. So we created a little bit of a flashy demo, some Hollywood style hacking where, yeah, we're pushing ransomware right through your backup server, and seeing some of the info out online, I think Shodan had showed us there were about 5,000 or so public instances or exposed server backup manager solutions. And that's not even including those downstream connected devices. So we wanted to go ahead and keep this safe and secure. We shared this with ConnectWise. We got the proper responsible disclosure efforts, and now a patch has been released. Huge kudos to Bleeping Computer, CRN, TechWriter, and some of the others, hey, helping get the word out. But honestly, we're just pleased that we could get out in front of this, and it's been a great journey working with ConnectWise, hey, alongside and sort of a partnership coordination to get this info out. And I hope that, considering the severity, the impact of this potential vulnerability, I hope this is a great testament for, you know, how we can improve the security landscape together for the future.
And that's, you know, as far as this is what you're looking for as a security researcher, right? Like where the vendor is coming together with the researchers to get the word out, affect the resolution, and then actually, you know, communicate it to everybody that's possibly affected. On the opposite side, though, this is the real danger of having all these extra agents on your devices, right? Where they have permissions. And, you know, I was just talking to somebody about, I forget which, I don't want to name the software, but it runs in the user space. So the typical or ThreatLocker wouldn't catch it because ThreatLocker looks for stuff in the system space, but it can still run actions. Do you have any tips for how MSPs might evaluate software when it requires an agent being put on their end devices?
I'll be the first to admit it's hard. I wish I could give, hey, one size fits all answer. But I think it comes down to that transparency. I think it comes down to that communication. I think it comes down to having the conversations and holding partners, vendors, customers, clients, everyone accountable to know how the sausage is made. Ultimately, this vulnerability isn't in that server backup manager software itself. It's only enabled through another Java library. You get sort of like log4j flashbacks, but this was the authentication bypasses in the ZK library. And that was disclosed and fixed some time ago, but we need to pick up the pieces and improve and, hey, get that vendor accountability to get these things patched as they're rolling out.
But the big question, was there any Minecraft though?
No Minecraft this time.
I love that. Like, whoever really digs into that stuff, do you really want to look under that rock? And John's like, yes, let's look under the rock.
I always refer to, you know, I follow Caleb and John and Kyle and all the other geniuses over at Huntress. And I always refer to them as the boogeyman, right? They're the albatross that tells you when the hurricane's coming. John, I appreciate your work, both you and Caleb, as always. Huntress is an amazing firm. We'll leave contact information below as well as the video. If you're not a security savant like Mr. Hammond here, it is absolutely completely understandable for a layperson like myself. Go watch it, because get better educated, know what to look for. You know, it can only help you in the long run. John, thanks so much for being part of this, man. We appreciate you.
Thank you all.
Thanks, John.
In our second top story of business news, as reported by Emily Peck on Axios.com, reports indicate the Great Resignation is cooling off. Demand for workers is down as compared to last year. Reports of the incoming recession points to businesses in belt-tightening mode. We've seen hiring freezes and even layoffs. Fewer job openings are noted on the online job boards. This means, typically, less demand for workers. It also means slower wage growth, as per the article. The article goes on to note that the Employment Cost Index report released last Friday shows wage growth falling in the third quarter while still relatively high. The five biggest declines are in areas where remote work took off, including software development, marketing, and data science. There were also a 27% decline in human resource job listings and warehousing. While overall job listings are down 9% this year, they're still 50% higher than pre-pandemic levels. So there's a lot, just not as much as yesterday. So, Tony, last week we talked about an insane amount of cybersecurity jobs that were available. Now we're talking about, and we've talked before about, you know, the declines, the hiring freezes, the layoffs in many cases. Everybody says there may be an incoming recession next year, even though the report we gave last week says there's indication on the economic index that there's not. What the hell's going on, man?
You know, Ray, I would love to say that everyone here listening to this can empathize with what we do. And gathering this knowledge is something that we all like to think that we do on a day-to-day basis. And the more educated you become, the more accurate and resilient you are in your just day-to-day decisions. I would challenge that sometimes the amount of research that we do here internally, it becomes almost a burden because you're seeing so much information from so many different perspectives that you're essentially trying to mold something to present to the audience, and we're nip-tucking it down to an inch of its life, and no one really knows what direction is up anymore. And I don't know the answer to this. I think that we have so many different changes occurring at the same point, and I brought this up in previous shows, where we may be experiencing less of an attrition or a degradation of the economy, and it could possibly be more of a shift of the economy and the transition portion of it, to where we saw the Great Resignation, not to be confused with the Great Recession. Check the bloopers, everyone. I would also say that the Great Resignation is also matched with, and the quiet quitting is also matched with quiet firing in some capacity. But you also have massive transitions that are occurring from industries, and we're starting to see the rearing its head of, you know, Twitter being acquired, right? Let's get rid of all these tech people. These developers are moving somewhere. It's not like unemployment rate is rising. Unemployment is incredible. The rate is incredible. I believe it's the lowest, from what I understand, since this, I don't want to get into the stats. I've heard so many different points, but it's extraordinarily low right now. So what are these transitions? Where are the transitions occurring? We're pointing out the highlights. Am I afraid a little of the technology, the recession? Yeah. I think we should all be, you know, luck favors the prepared. So we're doing the best that we can to be lucky in the event that this occurs and prepare as much as possible. But I really don't know the answer. And I would love to hear everyone's feedback, because all of the people listening to this are on the very front line. They're seeing things in real time. Ray, I apologize for taking the mic for so long. Give me your input. You got 4 seconds. Go.
Poignant, salient Pikachu. I don't know. On an off topic, I don't know how many of you have ever prepared for your job by Googling the evolution of Snorlax. I'm just saying, we do it all here at Dispatch. Tony, I think you're 100% right. I wonder how this is, because we always monitor, yes, the big enterprises, right? They do these huge movements. They this that swath across. I'm totally butchering word usage, But they do these giant moves where they lay off 2,000 people at a time. They stop hiring when they have thousands of job openings. You know, the things they do move the boulder in big ways. But this all trickles down to the SMB, because at the SMB level, we're looking to the bigger players as to how they're handling these things and then taking a lesson from them. I'm curious to see how the SMBs are going to handle this. We have seen, while we've talked about hiring freezes and layoffs on the big end, on the SMB end, I haven't really seen that. I still see job postings. I still see people complaining they can't find good talent. You know, wage growth is always a challenge, regardless of what kind of economy we're in. So I'm curious to see MSPs tell us, what are you doing? How are you preparing? What evolution is your Pikachu? We want to know it all. Put it, hit us up in the comments. But Tony, speaking of evolution, that's your next story, man.
Wow. Jumping straight into the transitions, in SiliconANGLE.com, story by Duncan Riley, ransomware gangs evolve as the fight against cybercrime ramps up. Threat protection startup Deep Instinct Limited today released a new report that details some of the disturbing changes in the world of ransomware as the fight against cybercrime continued to ramp up throughout the year. The 2022 biannual cyber threat report finds significant changes in threat actor structure as some of the most prevalent actors have changed or splintered. Ransomware gangs, including Lockbit, Hive, Black Cat, and Conti, have either returned in new forms after being knocked offline or, in the case of Conti, former affiliate groups have emerged with their own operations. Data exfiltration attacks were found to be extending to third parties, with threat actor groups demanding ransom payments for leaked data. Sensitive data exfiltration remains a popular target because there are fewer remediation options for companies affected. The number of active leaked databases created by ransomware groups is now found to total 17. Ray, first thing I think of is 1.21 gigawatts. 17 data. Like I mean, we're literally talking about the shifts in the previous story. And this is one of those transitions where ransomware groups are being decimated or diluted. Yeah, they're just popping up in different areas. Give me your thoughts. Should we be concerned about this? Is this something that is growing? Is ransomware going away?
So our skills evolve, our knowledge evolves, our tools evolve. It makes sense ransomware is going to evolve, right? Like that's to me seems like duh. But like most of the stories we cover, it needs to be said out loud for us to think about it, right? Like it's not a thing that if you sit down and think about it, you're going to say, oh yeah, that's really surprising. It's really surprising. We don't know what's going to happen next year. And we have conflicting stories that say opposite stuff. That's fine. It's going to happen. It's not surprising that ransomware and these tools used by malicious actors are going to evolve over time. And our protections are going to have to evolve, right? Before it was just snap an AV and you're good to go. Now it's snap an AV and a DNS filter and, you know, a persistent threat tool like Huntress. You know, you do user training and then still don't trust anybody. You know what I mean? Our practices evolve too. And so that's stuff I like to see, that stuff. I don't mind that ransomware is evolving to become more complex. That's just the nature of the beast, right? Water's going to move, air's going to flow, ransomware is going to evolve. We have to evolve with it. And if we don't, then we get hit and we become a story on John Hammond's YouTube channel.
I was just going to say, I could hear John waking up. He's exhausted, by the way. Waking up, yeah. Going, what? Oh, it's a new group. New groups. No, all new groups. It's evolved. Go back to sleep. Maybe that's how he talks when he's asleep. Do you think that's how he talks?
My only ask is that if he does a video about some ransomware that we caused, he does turn it into a Minecraft game like he did with the Log4j stuff. If you haven't seen that, go see it on his YouTube channel. It's absolutely hilarious. It's good stuff. It's absolutely good stuff. I appreciate that, dude. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's much more to say. I mean, we went long on the John story, so I don't mind cutting this one short because it's just a matter of getting the information out there, but we don't have a lot of feedback, or at least I don't have a lot of feedback. You?
stay vigilant, everyone. Understand that you may hear the dilution or the disintegration of a ransomware or a hack group. But rest assured that the hack attempts, the ransomware impact is growing. It's growing. It's growing. Stay alert. Stay updated. Stay educated. So, yes. Ray, let's jump into some notable mentions.
From TikTok all the way to Instagram, our first notable mention is the Instagram outage as reported by 9to5Mac. An influx of Instagram users took to Twitter Monday morning claiming they were unable to access their accounts. In many cases, users thought they were banned or deactivated. Instagram posted, "We're aware that some of you are having issues accessing your Instagram account. We're looking into it and apologize for the inconvenience." The oddity is that it did not affect everyone the same. Some users saw pages that they were banned or deactivated. Others were able to get right into their accounts.
In my notable mention from ZDNet.com, Elon Musk says Twitter verification is being revamped. So what would you pay for the blue tick? Twitter, now in the hands of Elon Musk, is reportedly looking at charging some users a lot more for the privilege of maintaining the coveted blue checkmark. Social media newsletter Platformer reports that one of Elon Musk's first moves since acquiring Twitter late Thursday is demanding that executives roll out a program to charge existing verified users much more than the $4.99 US a month that they currently pay for their badge. According to The Verge, Twitter is also looking at charging $19.99 US for new Twitter Blue subscriptions. Verified users would have 90 days to subscribe or lose their Twitter tick of approval. And in our community events, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, channel program Pitch It, all-star panel featuring Damon John. On November 2nd through the 3rd, an in-person event, Channel Pro SMB Forums 2022 Southwest. On November 4th at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, MSP Dispatch weekly wrap-up presented by the MSP Media Network. That's Ray and Tony. On November 4th at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 38 at 38, episode number 6, featuring Daniel Laura. And on November 7th through the 9th, an in-person event, Acronis CyberFit Summit 2022 in Miami, Florida. And finally, on November 9th through the 11th, an in-person event, IT Nation Connect by ConnectWise in Orlando, Florida.
Those of you that attended Huntress's Hackett 2021 or any of the previous sessions will be delighted to know they're back at it. And joining me to talk about it is Mr. John Hammond, the senior cybersecurity researcher over at Huntress.
What we like to bring with Hackett 2022 is a lot of education, hands-on experience, interactive stuff to get you in the know about what threats are out there. We are diving into three different sessions during the content days, November 15th and 16th. So you have two chances to catch the content.
And then on top of that, you guys have a pre-day event also, right?
So what we call day zero is a hands-on hacking training lab, cutting through code, slinging exploits, a lot of fun and very cool stuff.
MSP Media Network is actually going to give away 5 of the zero-day licenses. We'll put the information below, but absolutely we invite you guys to sign up for Hackett 2022.
Excellent. See you soon.
All right. So I love that music, by the way. All right. So how'd you like today's show? If you liked it, hit that thumbs up button. If you didn't, flip it and reverse it. That's all I'm going to say, so you don't unlike it. And if you want to hear more, go ahead and hit that subscribe button on YouTube or your favorite podcatcher. Did you know we also have a Discord? We have a TikTok. We post stories. And on our Discord, you can propose your own or vote on which ones we'll cover. As my friend Rich Banky says, make sure to tell a friend. As Tony says, ha, 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 you did a blooper again. Also, be sure to follow. Also, be sure to follow us on social media at MSP Media TV. Have any questions? Email news@mspmedia.tv for answers on the next episode, or leave us a voicemail, 833-MSP Network. Tony, we lived, we laughed, we loved, we cried. We may be evolved into a new Pikachu. I say that's a pretty good episode.
I think so. I all the episodes are amazing, man. I mean, people don't realize all the backroom stuff that happens in the bloopers. And sometimes we come back on, like, you see the quick switch in the face and you, both of us, one of us looks really red. One of us looks like we've been crying because we were crying. We were sweating from all the bloopers and we got through it and it comes out seamless, frictionless, pure art on the front, but on the back. Kind of funny.
Oh, we're dying laughing. It makes it that much better when I'm watching the editorial review and then it comes out on the podcatcher and I watch that too and I laugh just as much every single time. Tony, thank you so much, dude. We'll see you on the next one.
Take care, everyone.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.
ConnectWise has released a security update to address starting out to the gate.
Glad it's you and not me, man.
Right into the wall. It was just going to go. I'm like, dude, I'm going to flow through this. There's going to be no blooper reels. Okay, ready.
And our second top story, as reported by Emily Peck on Axios.com. All right, one more time. The five biggest declines are in areas where remote... Jeez. It's like I just learned to talk.
An avalanche. Tony, let me catch up to your bloopers.
There you go. I'm giving you a run for your money, man. All right. We need a little scorecard, like for their bloopers, once
ding,
in a while.
Ding, ding, yeah. Ding.
Exactly.
Okay, that's really funny. That's really
all right. The five biggest declines are in areas where remote work took off during... The five big...
Sorry. I'm going to get 7 character.
It's like I'm making progress 2 words at a time. Instagram posted, we're aware that some of you have had, these are not hard words. It's not like chrysanthemum, automatopoeia. I'm struggling on weir. Got some more juice of the gobs going. All right.
More than $4.99 US a month, they have currently have to pay for the... I'm going to have to redo that whole thing. The whole thing is jacked up. I'm sorry. Take 2. On September 9th through the 11th, another in-person event, IT Nation Connect by ConnectWise in Orlando, Florida.
Tony, again, that was fabulous, except for the fact that you said September. Instead of November. you said November and then September and then November and then September.
But listen, and I know you were laughing the whole time. I did that for your entertainment. Because I blazed through one story.
For the bloopers. You're a man that cares. All right. Let's read this.
Here we go. And in our community events, November 1st at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, channel program Pitch It All Stars panel. Here we go. Take 3. That was perfect, except all the months were jacked up, and you said 1998, which made absolutely no sense.